The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Battleground states, it's almost over, we promise. Only three or four more rallies each for these presidential candidates today. We'll get to that, but we're starting with the death of a music legend.
The music producer behind Michael Jackson's Thriller, we're talking about Quincy Jones, and so many other legendary albums and songs, has died. Died at his home in Bel Air last night at the age of 91. Anthony DeCurtis is a contributing editor with Rolling Stone.
Quincy Jones had an extraordinary career that's almost impossible to summarize. But if you had to say, what is he best known for, it would have to be his work with Michael Jackson.
Quincy worked with Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, and also, of course, produced We Are the World. That was a big one right here in Hollywood. And we talked to Berklee College of Music's Crystal Banfield, who knew Jones.
He used to kind of joke about that. I mean, how he could just, he was global constantly. He was always around the world in some place trying to affect change, doing everything that he could do to continue the music. You know, he always looked at it as being a very positive force.
Flowers already on his star on the Walk of Fame this morning. Quincy Jones was 91.
Election 2024.
On KNX News, 97.1 FM.
It's almost here. Election day is tomorrow. Former President Trump, VP Kamala Harris making some of these final appearances for their campaigns. Harris was talking yesterday in East Lansing, Michigan.
There's been so much about this last decade that it's just... But the thing is that the tenor of it has been to try and make people feel alone. To make people, you know, when you make people feel alone, it's a way of trying to disempower people.
Four events for her today: Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. The blue wall states, very important. President Biden won them in 2020. Trump won them in 2016.
Trump starting the day in North Carolina, where he talked Sunday about the parts of the state impacted by the extreme weather.
Early voting. And the numbers finally came in. The areas that were hit so hard broke the record for registration.
He stirred up controversy in Pennsylvania. CBS News correspondent Nicole Killian was there.
Talking about some of the bulletproof glass around him when he made those comments about kind of if somebody were to take a shot at him, that they would have to go through the media. So that's kind of what sparked those comments. But the Trump campaign at this point really trying to turn the page on that remark.
After the event this morning in North Carolina, Trump will make stops in Pennsylvania and Michigan. He'll end in Grand Rapids, where he wrapped up his first two campaigns.
Did you see Kamala Harris on SNL opening up the show? NBC giving Donald Trump 90 seconds of free ad time because of concerns that her appearance could have violated the FCC rules, you know, equal time for the candidates before the election. Trump's FCC commissioner criticizing SNL for avoiding the rules or violating them. NBC says they're following everything. Noted the candidates, you got to ask for your equal time.
KNX News, of course, your place to be on election night. Mike Simpson and Charles Feldman break down the results live as they come in starting at 5. KNX will be the only continuous live local comprehensive election night coverage in Southern California. So when you get home, watch the coverage live on YouTube. Starts at 7 at knxnews.com. And, of course, listen to KNX News 97.1 FM on the air, on the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play KNX News.
We've heard a lot about mass deportation during the election. Just how realistic is it? Here's Jennifer Hodges.
So how exactly would a mass deportation play out?
It's identifying them, and that's not going to be easy.
Bill Hing is the funding director of the Immigration and Deportation Defense Clinic at the School of Law, University of San Francisco.
How are you going to round people up? Are you going to invite neighbors to kind of squeal on their next-door neighbors, that kind of thing? That's going to be a logistical nightmare in and of itself.
Hing says most people think about agriculture when it comes to undocumented workers, but adds that's not the only industry we should be concerned about.
Think of the construction industry. And roofers and hotels and restaurants. It's a fact that many of those who are employed do not have the right documentation.
A new report from the American Immigration Council, a rights research and policy firm, estimates that to deport even 1 million undocumented immigrants a year would cost about $88 billion annually. I'm Jennifer Hodges, KNX News 97.1 FM.
We got all this crap going on with the press and with the fake stuff and fake polls. And by the way, the polls are just as corrupt as some of the writers back there.
We got one more day, however many more days after that, too, once we figure out what happens. Some more polls came out over the weekend showing Harris gaining momentum, certainly the word her campaign is using. But of course, Donald Trump saying there he doesn't believe any of this. Republican strategist Mike Madrid is with us. We talked to him a lot, and he is in D.C. today.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
So we're all still reading the tea leaves, you know, which candidate might take which swing state. What are the latest polls saying? A lot of us are just saying, OK, give us the results when they come in. What are right? Like, let's get it over with. What are you looking at today?
The main thing that I'm looking at is, of course, the Seltzer poll, which came out of Iowa, not because it's necessarily accurate or reflective of Harris winning in Iowa, but because it's very demonstrative of what we have been seeing in the crosstabs in most of the major polls in the past couple of weeks, which is women, particularly older women and more Republican independent women, are moving decisively towards Kamala Harris. One of the great things about Iowa is it lacks diversity. And what that means is it can tell us what this particular group, this particular subset of voters, which is going to be determinative, is likely to do. This means that this voter group, again, women breaking by 20 points towards Kamala Harris, is probably going to be determinative in a number of battleground states, including Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and perhaps other blue wall states.
So Trump then hoping for kind of that sleeper vote, the low propensity voters, getting them out and just making sure that they actually go out tomorrow?
Yeah, that seems to be the only roadmap left for Donald Trump at this point, is getting young men under 30, really hyper-motivated and turning out in bigger numbers. This probably will be a very high turnout election. Whether or not it surpasses 2020, which was the all-time high, remains to be seen, but it will be very, very close to that if it doesn't surpass it. So there is some room for optimism there as well. Again, most signs suggest it's probably going to be relatively close, but I also think most of the last week's fundamentals are pointing towards a Harris win.
Got a bunch of lawsuits regarding the election, and I think, again, just sort of the feeling is people buckling up and hoping that, you know, people don't go crazy in the streets no matter which direction it goes. How long, you know, what's your best guess on when we might find out something that sticks in terms of the ultimate result?
That's a great question. And I think the two key states to look at are Pennsylvania and North Carolina, which should give us some pretty early results. They will both be very close races. If they are not in one direction or another, then we will know probably within 24 hours of polls closing on the West Coast Tuesday night. But there is a chance that this could run longer if some of these are contested, if there is a problem with the chain of custody of ballots or something like that. What I would suggest to viewers that really do want to get an early sense is watch the state of Virginia. Virginia is not a battleground state, but it is a good representative sample of most of the battleground states. They will call their race very, very early. If Harris wins by a wide margin, it will be a good night for her. If it's a close margin, it's probably going to be a good night for Donald Trump.
All right, Republican strategist Mike Madrid there from D.C. for us. And yeah, maybe president in a day and then however many more days it takes for everybody else.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking about first-time home buyers coming up, plus giant screen TVs expected to be a hot item this holiday season. Those stories and more as 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
We have got wildfire danger this week. We got these Santa Ana winds started blowing really last night, and we got them today and then later this week again. Here's John Baird live in Azusa.
Oh, it's like a deja vu up here. I remember covering fires over the years next to the mountains with people literally running for their lives, jumping in their cars with flames right on the edge of their properties. The Santa Anas, you know, they come in, they blow out the smog, and the mountains are just stark against the sky. But with the low humidity and the strong winds, the wildfire danger just skyrockets. I was talking to one resident who hasn't lived in the neighborhood right up next to the foothills long enough to go through a really terrible fire, but she has certainly seen flames heading this direction.
On the other side of the hills, like behind the canyon, and we can see the smog, and we get a lot of ashes, but nothing really major here.
You haven't seen anything come over the hills?
No, not yet. Hopefully it doesn't happen.
But here's the thing. The red flag warning will be gone by 7 o'clock tonight and then back again, because even stronger Santa Ana winds are supposed to come in on Wednesday, which will once again elevate the wildfire risk. SoCal Edison has advised as many as 170,000 customers that they could face emergency power shutoffs, safety shutoffs, depending on the winds.
Three firefighters were injured when their fire engine flipped over in a crash outside Azusa. The CHP says it happened while the firefighters were responding to a cliff rescue on Highway 39. Tow truck had to remove the overturned engine, causing traffic delays for hours. Cause of the crash being investigated.
Local health experts at County Health talking after those two new cases of dengue were recently confirmed. Here's Natalie Tavidian.
It's been an unprecedented year for dengue cases in L.A. County, with 11 reported. Last year, only two cases were reported, one in Pasadena and one in Long Beach. Dr. Iman Halai with L.A. County Department of Public Health.
So we are doing everything we can to respond to these cases. It is concerning because it's not happened at this level before. In this region, we are working very closely with our vector control district partners that have increased the surveillance of mosquitoes in these areas. They are testing mosquitoes in these areas, and they are providing abatement services. We are working on identifying additional cases that may have occurred in these areas. We are going door to door offering testing.
The two new cases were confirmed in Baldwin Park and Hollywood Hills. I'm Natalie Tavidian, KNX News 97.1 FM.
National Association of Realtors out with its annual profile of home buyers and sellers. Jessica Lotz is the deputy chief economist. And she says this year's data suggests the market is difficult for home buyers, the first-time home buyers.
They have to save for a longer period of time. Things like high rent, student loan debt, credit card debt, car loans, those are all really plaguing potential first-time home buyers. But then also looking inside the housing market at housing affordability.
Here's the big headline on this story. The survey found that first-time home buyers are older than they have ever been.
Sean Diddy Combs, a lawyer, is asking from a judge to limit what potential witnesses and their lawyers can say to the press, particularly concerned about this witness named Courtney Burgess, who's given several interviews recently. She's making statements that there's 8 sex tapes, at least 2 celebrity minors, and the lawyers are saying this is not true. It's hurting their client. They argue the public comments, making it hard for Diddy to get a fair trial someday. He was arrested in September, still in jail.
Boeing workers vote today on a new contract that could end their 7-week strike. Here's CBS News correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
The deal comes with a 38% wage increase over 4 years. That's up from the 35% in the deal machinists rejected last month. In year one, workers would see a 13% raise. There's a $12,000 ratification bonus, as well as improved health and retirement benefits. There's a guaranteed 4% annual bonus that can climb to 6%. And Boeing has committed to building the next new airplane in the Pacific Northwest with union labor.
So that's a lot of percentages and numbers. Boeing says the average machinist pay would be $120,000 if they agree to the deal.
Used to be that the 65-inch TVs were considered pretty big. In time for the holidays, though, manufacturers going even bigger, maybe 8 feet across. That's wider than a standard 3-seat sofa or even a king-size bed. Market research firms says so far the super-sized TVs are just a couple percent of the overall purchases, but they're thinking we're going to go really big for Christmas and some of the other big TV holidays, like before the Super Bowl. Just talking about the presidential race, but also some key races here in Southern California could help decide who controls the House next year. Also, some security concerns tomorrow in D.C. and around the country because of the election. Live now with CBS congressional correspondent Scott McFarland.
Scotty Mac, good morning.
Hey, Vicki and Mike, good morning.
So a lot of people kind of wonder what influence they can have in the election when it seems a foregone conclusion that California is going to go blue in the presidential election. But there are a lot of races, a lot of issues down ballot that matter. And this time, how important is California to control of Congress?
So pivotal, distinctively so. I got to tell you, there is a fixation in Washington with what's going on in Southern California in the U.S. House races, unequivocally. Keeping in mind, Vicki and Mike, the Democrats need to net just 4 seats to take control of the House, just 4, which would either handcuff or supercharge the next president's agenda and term. And there are just so many competitive races here. I mean, you mentioned one in Orange County. There's another one in Orange County. There are others in the deep, distant suburbs of Los Angeles that are all being monitored. And if one party can wave through those, wash through all those districts, that's the game. That's the House. And I think that's why we've all been seeing so many ads and had so many flyers in our mailbox.
I was just going to say, this is why we've had a taste of what the swing states see, right? Because in terms of the money and the ads, there was a day the other week where my 3 TVs in here were all the same ad at the same time.
And all that has diminishing returns, especially as people begin to vote and the voting pool gets smaller. But here's the dynamic that's different this year. Democrats are outraising Republicans in these races dramatically so, nearly all of them. And that includes challengers outraising incumbents. That's bonkers. And it really does strengthen the Democrats' hand and weakens Republicans who have to take resources from elsewhere. And of course, California has a Senate race and California has votes for president. This is all draining resources for Republicans.
You've had some real heavy hitters here in Southern California campaigning in these races. When it comes down to it, what do you think really matters to the voters? Is it the faces they see? Is it the flyers that come to them or the mailers? What is it? Put your finger on that. What matters?
I can tell you, we talk to operatives a lot. They're really bullish still on those mailers. Now, I get too many of them. I can't read them all, but they think those things work. So take that for what it's worth. There's, first of all, a mirror image dynamic in New York, where there are about a half dozen competitive races, Republican held, where Democrats feel really optimistic. So they could also pull this trick in New York and get control of the House back. But the dynamic in California is, of course, different because of the top of the ticket. Kamala Harris and her California roots will pay off for congressional candidates in California for the Democrats. And they know this. And the party leaders, the last minute mobilizers, that are trying to pull these candidates past the finish line, they aren't coming to California as much as they're going to New York, where they think the extra help is needed there.
CBS congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. He had the word to describe this whole thing. Bonkers.
Bonkers.
Bonkers. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.